Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
If you're considering embarking on an SAP S/4HANA implementation, there's a number of trends to be aware of in the SAP ecosystem. Well, what exactly are the trends you need to be aware of? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And many of our clients are implementing S/4HANA. Many of our clients are considering SAP as an option for their implementations. And even though we're technology agnostic, we're not affiliated with SAP as a company. We commonly will help clients through their SAP implementations and help them plan for it, help them evaluate the options. And one of the things we come across are a number of different trends that are relevant in the SAP world, a lot of nomenclature and things to be aware of. So what I want to do today is dive into some of the trends that you should be aware of as you potentially embark on an S/4HANA implementation. Now, if you're looking for more S/4HANA best practices and lessons and tips to make your project more successful, I encourage you to read our guide to successful S/4HANA implementations. It's packed with information and lessons and advice on how to make your S/4HANA implementation more successful. And we also share a number of lessons from our clients that have recently gone through S/4HANA implementations. You can read that guide for free by scanning the QR code here in front of you, or you can go to the links below. Before we dive too far into today's content, I want to invite you to learn a little bit more about Third Stage Consulting, who we are and what we do. I've included a link to a video right here that describes Third Stage in a bit more detail. It talks about our story, our history, our philosophy, our clients, our service offerings, and that sort of thing. But in general, what Third Stage Consulting does is we're an independent and tech agnostic consulting provider. We help clients through their entire digital transformation life cycles, beginning with digital strategy, software evaluation and selection, all the way through and including implementation planning, implementation readiness, and the actual implementation itself. We're technology agnostic, so we only represent our clients' best interests. We do not represent software vendors. But having said that, we work very closely with software vendors, all the leading players that you can imagine we've worked with, both in helping clients evaluate and select them, but also in helping clients implement those solutions as well. So we have a very broad, objective, agnostic view of the market that is meant to really represent your interest as you go through your digital transformation. I also encourage you to scan this QR code right here to get access to our resource center. This resource center has a ton of information, a ton of eBooks that are free. You have access to top 10 software rankings, playbooks for how to make your project more successful, guides to change management, YouTube videos, all kinds of stuff that are going to help you through your digital transformation. So I encourage you to scan this QR code to get access to those resources. And please feel free to reach out to me directly to brainstorm ideas about your project. Even if it's just informally, you want to bounce around some ideas and get some informal advice, I'd be happy to spend some time with you. So feel free to reach out to me. I've included my contact information below. You can also find it in the description field of this video as well. The first trend to be aware of in the SAP space is grow and rise. These are two initiatives that SAP has recently rolled out to really help more people adopt the S/4HANA platform and the S/4HANA technology. Now, these are probably two of the biggest initiatives that SAP is working on now, and it's really a way for organizations that are either smaller, mid-sized companies or existing SAP customers to more easily adopt S/4HANA technologies. Let's start with Grow. Grow is the program that SAP has recently introduced that's focused on the small and mid-market. And the idea here is they wanted to create an enticing reason, an enticing program to get more of these small and mid-market companies to feel more comfortable with S/4HANA. And what Grow is essentially a set of pre-configured technologies that are tailored to different industries that are specific for small and mid-sized companies. The whole premise or the whole hypothesis here is that by following the Grow program, small and mid-market companies can implement S/4HANA at a lower cost, lower risk, and in less time than if they didn't have the Grow program. Now, the jury's still out on whether or not this will work, if this will help more mid-market companies go with the S/4HANA platform, but we'll see over time how that works. But in the meantime, we know that SAP is focused very heavily on Grow. Similarly, Rise is a similar kind of a program, but it's actually tailored or designed for existing SAP customers and larger SAP customers. The idea being here, that they want to give these larger organizations that have already been using SAP, such as ECC or R3, two of the legacy products that SAP has had for a long time. They're trying to give those customers a good reason to move over to S4HANA now. And so RISE is a way to really promote that adoption. It's also designed for existing S4HANA customers that might have implemented an on-premise version of S4HANA. The RISE program is intended to give them an incentive to move from on-premise to the cloud, which is where ultimately SAP wants all their customers to be, is on the cloud. So these two programs are two trends to be aware of as you embark on an SAP project here in 2024 and beyond. SAP is really leading the charge with their artificial intelligence and overall innovation initiatives. And if you think about it and back up for a moment, if you look at SAP customers are historically very large enterprises that have lots of data. And not only that, but SAP has a lot of customers, tens of thousands of customers. So if you think about all that data that these customers have, it really lends itself to SAP having an AI advantage in that there's a lot of data for the AI algorithm to work with. So artificial intelligence is something that SAP is very much focused on. In fact, they've recently announced that they've created a new position within SAP called the Chief AI Officer. And so they're really leading the charge and not only talking about AI, not only building some AI capabilities into S4HANA and their overall product suite, but they've actually created an organization that's focused on AI. So I think SAP has a definite advantage here with their AI initiatives. And not only that, but they're also really driving innovation in a lot of different ways beyond AI, but really AI is sort of the spearhead of their innovation efforts at the moment. Some other innovations SAP is pursuing is in their acquisition of other third-party ERP and enterprise technology providers. And I'm going to come back to this point in a moment, but SAP has acquired a lot of fairly significant and large systems, such as Ariba on the procurement side of things, SuccessFactors, which is an HR technology, Concur, which is a time and expense reporting software, Business Objects. There's a lot of different technologies that SAP has acquired over the years, and that's really driving a lot of the innovation and a lot of increasing competencies that SAP has at the moment. So watch for AI and innovation to be really a key cornerstone of SAP's growth strategy in the future.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Integration and interoperability is another theme or another trend to watch for in the SAP space. The reason this is so important is because historically, SAP has had legacy products that were really built from the ground up for the most part. For example, you go back to R3 or even ECC, and most of that technology was built by SAP and fully integrated within the SAP platform. However, over the years, their strategy has shifted a bit, where as they rolled out S4HANA, and as they were working on S4HANA even before it was introduced to the market, they started acquiring other companies that focus on different parts of enterprise technologies. So whereas SAP had always historically had their own in-house developed software, now they've gone out to the market to acquire software vendors such as SuccessFactors, Concur, Ariba, Business Objects, et cetera. So what that means for SAP customers and SAP's ecosystem is that now you need to focus more on integration and interoperability. How do you get all these systems to work? In other words, it's not just about rolling out and introducing S4HANA to your organization. Chances are it's S4HANA plus SuccessFactors or Ariba or Concur or one of the other many systems that SAP has acquired over the years. So for that initiative to be successful, SAP and SAP customers are going to have to focus more on integration and interoperability of multiple systems. And for that reason, it's not as simple as rolling out one technology. So watch for this to be another common trend and an emerging trend in the SAP space. I recently published a video on my YouTube channel that talks about the massive tech talent shortage. You can find that video right here, by the way. And that tech talent shortage is relevant to SAP. SAP has a lot of demand right now for SAP consultants and people that know S/4HANA really well. And just to summarize why this is such a problem right now, first of all, unemployment throughout the world is low in many parts of the world. You also have a spike in demand for S/4HANA implementations right now, largely because SAP is putting a deadline of 2027 for existing SAP customers to move to S/4HANA. So when you have a shortage that already existed and then you add to the fact that now you're creating more demand for implementations, you can see how there wouldn't be enough skills to go around. And so that's a trend to be aware of, is that there is a skills shortage in the SAP space, especially because people that were well-versed in R3 and ECC and some of the older SAP technologies don't necessarily translate into knowing S/4HANA. So S/4HANA is a new skill set. S/4HANA is constantly evolving and changing. And so there's just not a lot of people that have acquired deep competencies in S/4HANA, as may have been the case with ECC or R3. So all this stuff adds up to a trend of skill shortages. So you just need to be aware of that as you're planning for an implementation and know that things may not go as planned in terms of resourcing and finding those outside skills and competencies. Another trend to watch that I'm actually positioning more as a question, not so much as a definitive trend, is whether or not the big system integrators will continue to dominate the S/4HANA ecosystem as they may have in the past. In the past, big SIs like Deloitte, Accenture, PwC, et cetera, really controlled the market for S/4HANA implementation services. Not only the skills shortage that I talked about a moment ago, but you also have a lot of smaller to mid-size SAP system integrators that oftentimes can provide better service, more attention, and just better quality than some of the big system integrators. Also, I think another challenge that the big system integrators are going to have in the near future is with the advent of artificial intelligence. I think that's going to cut into a big part of their revenue stream, which used to involve a lot of offshoring of software development and software customization. So in other words, people can start to use AI instead of paying humans to code the software, to configure the software, to create the integrations, the reports, and all that stuff. There's a certain amount that can be automated with AI. So because that's such a big part of the big system integrators' revenue streams, I think that could be a challenge as well. And then the next big thing I'll talk about that I think is a challenge for the big system integrators is the fact that they are complicit in this whole forced migration of legacy SAP customers to S/4HANA. And it's creating a large amount, a large degree of distrust among the big system integrators. Now, it's also creating a lot of distrust with SAP as a vendor, but the reality is that SAP customers are more likely to stay with SAP, and they're probably gonna move forward with SAP S/4HANA because they have to. But with the system integrators, people at least have a choice. They can go a different direction if they have that distrust. So I would watch for the trends in market share and the trends with some of the smaller mid-market sorts of system integrators to see how they might get some traction in the space as well. Now, the final trend I'll talk about here today is the fact that it is inevitable that customers will miss the 2027 deadline. Not all of them, maybe not even a majority of them, but a large subset of SAP customers will miss the deadline to migrate from ECC or R3 over to S/4HANA. Now, the reason for this is because many organizations just simply aren't in a position to go through a big implementation at the moment. Maybe they don't have the time, the budget, the resources, the risk tolerance, or whatever the case may be. And the other factor here is that even if they want to and they haven't started yet, it's going to take many organizations longer than 2027 to fully roll out S/4HANA and to move off of ECC and R3. So for that reason, it's inevitable that you're going to have a large customer base of SAP that misses that 2027 deadline. So then the question becomes, what's going to happen to those customers? Will SAP really cut off support and maintenance for those legacy products? Will they extend the timeline? I don't know that there's a good answer for SAP there, because they really do want people to get over to the common S/4HANA platform so they can invest all of their R&D in that platform and not have to worry too much about ECC and R3, and they could ultimately sunset those older products. So I understand why SAP wants customers to move over, but I think they're doing it in a compressed timeframe that isn't realistic for a lot of larger organizations. So for that reason, let's watch and see what happens with the potential fallout from customers missing that 2027 deadline. So I hope this has given you some things to think about as you look to the SAP ecosystem to understand what some of the trends are. To learn more about SAP implementations in general and other SAP trends, I encourage you to read our Guide to Successful S/4HANA Implementations. It's a guide that covers tons of information around the strengths and weaknesses of SAP, how to be more successful in your implementation, some of the lessons learned from helping so many of our clients through their implementation. So I encourage you to read that. You can scan the QR code here to read it, or you can go to the links below. And of course, if you'd like to brainstorm ideas, even if just informally, related to your S/4HANA implementation or the planning for your S/4HANA implementation, I encourage you to reach out. I've included my contact information below. Myself and my company are tech agnostic and independent, so we're not affiliated with SAP. However, we do have a lot of experience implementing SAP products, so we can give you sort of the honest truth of what it might take to be successful in your initiative. So I hope you found this information useful, and I hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.